In Los Angeles, Occupy Wall Street protesters remain on the lawn around City Hall. That's despite last night's midnight deadline making camping illegal. Hundreds of protesters spent the night in a standoff with police, but only 4 arrests were made. Protesters have gone to court seeking an injunction against an eviction. Meanwhile, the LAPD is getting praised for its patient approach. As NPR's Kerry Kahn reports now, the police restraint is a big turnaround for a force that recently paid millions of dollars to settle abuse claims by demonstrators.
Despite having his midnight deadline largely ignored, Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa told MSNBC that L.A. police patience to peacefully remove the Occupy encampment is commendable, especially when compared to violent clashes in other cities.
The images you've seen across the country have not happened here. We're proud of that, and our officers really conducted themselves in a way that make us all proud.
That's quite praise for the LAPD, whose crowd control strategy just a few years ago included beating back journalists and chasing women and children from a pro-immigration rally. The city paid out more than $10 million in damages from that incident, which has come to be known as the May Day Melee. LAPD's less confrontational tactics were put to the test well into the morning hours. There were so many people downtown, the crowd spilled into the streets, blocking major city intersections. Police politely urged protesters cooperation.
So we thank you for your peaceful cooperation and your nonviolent cooperation. Thanks so much.
It would be several more hours until officers actually made their move. But despite being outfitted in full riot gear and some protesters throwing objects at them, the cops never entered the park. Many of the protesters removed their own tents. Others were allowed to stay. A handful of people were arrested, and there were no injuries reported. Police Chief Charlie Beck says it hasn't been decided when the overnight camping ban will take effect.
We will enforce that law on our own time schedule, and that time schedule will be based on when it makes the most sense, when we've been able to get the most people out of that park voluntarily, when we've been able to get the most people that are homeless in that park to shelter, when it makes sense.
Civil rights advocates say such restraint is a welcome reprieve. Longtime local lawyer Connie Rice calls it a 180-degree turnaround from the LAPD of Rodney King beating fame and the Rampart scandal. That notorious cop drug corruption case led to a federal takeover of the department, which remained in place until just 2 years ago.
We've been at war with LAPD for 70 years, and what you're seeing is the end of that war. With the leadership, I'm not going to say the whole force has changed, but what you're beginning to see is the pivot from paramilitary intimidation policing to community partnership policing.
Rice credits Chief Beck for a lot of the change. Occupy LA protester, who would only give his name as Andrew, says LA cops deserve the praise.
They've done better than I thought they ever would. Truly. If they don't come in and raid us, their reputation has been restored.
City officials hope such commendations continue, especially after all the Occupy LA tents are ultimately removed. Kerry Kahn, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered.